Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guy who's clocked in a bunch of hours in the field, you know, 100-and-something games under his belt starting. Guys have seen pretty much everything. An old CBA guy, you know. So those are a dime and a dozen nowadays. So when you get a guy like that, you pick his brain. He's very forthcoming and very generous with knowledge and information. He's not afraid to tell you what he thinks in the best way possible, and that's what we need. And there's always good dialogue from what he likes from a center, how he's going to help me out. And it's just really exciting to be a part of.
What are your impressions of this revamp?
It's just the nature of the beast. Every year, guys come and go. I mean, you lose some really dear friends, some guys you've built rapport with. You know, this year we seem to bring in a really heavy veteran presence, guys who've clocked in a lot of games, whether it's Greg, DQ, Roger, to name a few. And then you have the rookies who I think are a really good class of guys, really want to absorb the information and then try to correlate what they learned in the classroom to the field, which is all you can ask for. So I feel like we got a great group of dudes. We got a guy at the helm, Coach Cromer, who's got us firing on all cylinders. And right now it's just trying to get better. We have a lot of work to do and a ton of work, but it's also a little bit exciting. Yeah, I mean, he's very hands-on, like most offensive coordinators are. He's a great delegator of what he wants to his the people he works with. I think he's more of a peer to those coaches than just a superior, which I think is great because you have guys who have a lot of experience underneath him, and it's free-range dialogue, and they're working with Cromer and all those guys, and it's just been – I think he's going to rise to the occasion. You know, we're all going to have growing pains, especially as players. You know, he's done a great job of merging what we had before into what his vision is. And right now, so we're trying to marry those two. And it's a kind of a fun thing to do. Tremendously. Yeah. I mean, we understand at least the baseline of what he's looking for. Now he's going to put his own, you know, little stank to it, you know what I mean? And we enjoy that.
What are some of the things that Coach Cromer has done that made it an immediate impact?
You know, every O-line coach is different. I know that's cliche and kind of course. But, you know, he tries to work everyone's advantages into their strengths and to their advantages. So maybe he doesn't coach me the same as he would coach someone else just because physiologically we move differently or we're playing different positions. Now, there's certain, you know, like every O-line coach, there's certain things that are undeniably what we're going to do as an offensive line. But at the same time, there's certain things that certain guys he'll let do because they play to their individual strengths.
Tell us a little bit about Case. I know you worked with Matt in the past, but what about Case?
A pro's pro. Great guy. Immediately emerged in the locker room. Got a great personality. Clocked in a lot of good games. You know, he's played a lot of football. Has rapport with some guys already. And he's a ball player and a fun guy at that. So we get to marry those two together, and it's been really fun.
I'm thinking about Spencer and Tom. When I asked this question, can you go back to your first to second year, that first full off season you had, and what the difference was and where they can make that jump?
Yeah, I would say that first to second year you hear is, and for me it was the case, is a huge one because not only does the game slow down a little bit because you've clocked in some hours, you're comfortable in your own skin a little bit more. You have some rapport with people around the building. You know, it's not all new. Now you're going to have that with a new OC and a new O-line coach. We're all kind of going through that. So that also alleviates some stress that you're not the only guy going through this, right? So I'm looking forward to those guys getting back, or, you know, Spencer getting back, playing good ball. And Tommy's just has been a pro this offseason, really soaking up, taking advantage of the opportunities he's getting.
How much of this new run attack you love, and how much will it give this offense down for you?
Yeah, it's different for sure. We're gonna have to get used to it. We're gonna have to trust the technique and trust what coach is preaching. He's got the tape to show it. We know it works. It'll just be kind of working some of those things that we've been, you know, taught for so long, trying to get those out of our head. And he's been very patient with us. And I think what we have to do, like any run, you know, like any good team that can run, is that everyone's got to be on the same page. So for us, it's right now, it's a little bit of everyone trying to get on the same page. And that's just going to take time and take practice, and it's going to be a little frustrating until we get there, but we'll get there.
How comfortable does Devin Singletary and Zach Moss look in this new offense, and what are your thoughts on James Cook?
Yeah, I mean, Devin and Zach, they're pros, guys who are very comfortable in their own skin, who work hard, compete hard. You know, just ferocious runners and great teammates. And, you know, the Rook is awesome. Mr. Cook is, he's a stud, and he, you know, quiet guy, but, ferocious competitor, all ball, which everyone appreciates. And, I think he's going to be a great asset for our team and our locker room.
We talked to you guys a lot about Brian Daboll and just overall the culture that's been in this building the last couple of years. When it comes to Ken Dorsey, how does he add to the culture? What's going to be different about that with him now kind of steering that offensive ship?
Well, I think you look at the similarities. You know, Dave's wore it on his sleeve, but Dorsey's a ferocious competitor. I mean, absolutely a killer competitor. And it's kind of fun to see him, you know, blow his top every once in a while. But it comes from a good place. It comes from it's never malice. It's just he wants to succeed and wants us to succeed so bad. So, we'll have to see. It's so new right now. It's so young. We'll see what we look like in training camp. I mean, you know, half these drills are jog through, and you know, it'll be kind of fun to see where it goes.
Is that like Gabe said? Everybody wants him up top.
Oh yeah, that's definitely it. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit comes out of him every once in a while, and it's kind of fun to see. Yeah.
And is it fun when you say that? Do you mean like?
Oh, it's
afterwards,
yeah.
Or in the moment, are you guys kind of laughing about it?
Oh no, I mean, kind of. I mean, it's just he's such a nice guy. I mean, he's a brilliant football coach, but he's just so competitive. Like I just said, it's the best way you can describe it is the Holy Spirit come out of him. You don't know what's going to come out, and it's funny at times, but at the same time, you don't want to be on the other end of that because it can be ruthless. We haven't been, no one's been on the end of that yet. We don't want to.
Getting much sleep?
Oh, yeah, sleep. I mean, my wife's taking the run of it right now. She's, the kids aren't here. I'm sleeping great. I owe her a lot.
Matches tomorrow, man. Thoughts or, you know, pointers you want to give Josh Ryan?
No, not at all. Go out, have fun, dude. That's it. Talk your smack and have fun.
What's been the reaction to it in the locker room? Are you excited to watch?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's excited. You know, I think all those guys are pretty good golfers. So it'll really, I mean, I think there's a genuine just like, we'll see where it goes. You know, hopefully it's not too late because some of us have to practice tomorrow or the day after. So we'll be, it's a little shot at him. He's doing great. Love Josh. Josh. Yeah. So there you go. Advantageous for him. The best I've seen. I'm terrible, so it's cool.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.